Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is time for the Spillover, sponsored by Computer Hardware at 70th and O and Lincoln. Go see Tripp and the team, also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. And guess who is back after 2 weeks away in the wonderful city of North Platte, Nebraska? He calls himself the mayor of North Platte. That is Chris Raff. Raff, welcome back.
I'm back. I made it back.
The rafter.
Raff is here. And you said the statue is in progress right now.
There's talk of a statue. North Platte? There's talk of a statue.
Of what?
Of me.
It's a big statue.
Yeah, it could be next to the dinosaur, life-size. Possibly.
Life-size statue. You're going to have to make it smaller.
Yeah.
Freak people out.
Now, this show has been, you know, myself, I've talked a lot about statues in the past. They've not been the best of luck for those people I was going to build statues for. Bill Moose and Fred Hoiberg. Now, Hoiberg turned it around, made the dance last year. He could have had a statue if he won a tournament game.
When did you start the idea of building a statue for Fred Hoiberg? When he got hired?
Well, I thought, no, yes, basically so. So I thought once Moose had hired Scott Frost and Fred Hoiberg, he deserved to have a statue.
Why did you think Fred should have a statue?
Because I thought he would turn things around right away instead of having three of the worst years I've ever seen for basketball.
I can't remember when you started beating the drum for Fred. Was it because he was winner or just because he got hired?
I thought he would have a really good success off the bat at Nebraska. So I thought, okay, while we're building the Moose statue, let's at least consider working on the Hoiberg statue of him cutting on the nets after you won your first ever tournament game.
Hmm.
So that's why that came to play. But Bill Moose was the original statue that, of course, is not going to happen, even though I still love Bill Moose. A big fan of him. So that's what I'm saying.
I think Nebraska needs to go more into statues. I think
Now he's speaking my language here.
So they have the Tom Osborne, Brooke Behringer stat.
Yeah, they got the Bob Devaney one on the east side.
Right, and it's very regal.
But I want some, I want more statues.
John Cook statue.
Yeah, John Cook statue. Put one maybe in front of the Coliseum and one in front of Devaney. Do two John Cook statues.
Me and Raph think alike here. Statues.
I mean, that just burns me like the Broncos. No John Elway statue yet.
Ooh.
That's dumb. That's quite dumb.
Why is that?
Is there
that?
A Dan Marino statue?
Yes, there is. I think there's a Marino statue. Yes, out in front of the stadium. And I saw it when I was down there in December.
There needs to be an Elway statue.
What? I didn't like...
Did you see it?
...bask in its glory. I just saw it, took a picture of it, and moved on.
Yeah. I want more statues.
There's a Marino statue outside of the Dolphin Stadium, Hard Rock Stadium.
I mean, Raph, other than Cook, what statue are you putting up and where?
Oh, man. Decisions.
Yeah, the decisions.
The first one that comes to my head, I know this is going to sound crazy, Tommy Frazier statue.
That doesn't sound that crazy. He's the best running quarterback to ever play the game. Right? Quarterback? Best option quarterback.
He was very good.
Yeah.
I go on a limb. I say he's the best college football quarterback in the history.
Well, he wasn't a great passer, though.
That wasn't what it
was. To be the best quarterback, it's winning games. And I never thought that there was a game that Tommy Frazier played in that we didn't have a chance to.
I wouldn't mind a Frazier statue. But it just, what if you do that, though, and then it opens up that can of worms. Okay, if Frazier, why not Rozier? If Rozier, why not Crouch?
Yeah.
If Crouch, why not Rodgers?
Yeah.
If Rodgers, why not Sue?
More statues.
Here's the problem. I know that you're a friend of Tommy's, but he's been seen wearing Creighton gear a lot recently.
Why'd you do this, Jake?
Why did I do this?
Up can of worms
it's
there,
on
Jake.
Social media. Jeez. He's wearing Creighton gear. Is that statue worthy?
Is that middle area? I haven't been down to the stadium in so long. On the east side there, is that middle area, like in front of the Coliseum where it used to be the parking? Is that grass area now in the middle there?
I think so.
I cannot comment. I don't know.
I used to know that, but I haven't been down there.
Because
why do you ask? Put a statue there?
Well, I think to Alabama.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in-store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
On Alabama, they have the one side, they have the statue garden where they have all the coaches that won national championships.
Mm-hmm.
So how about we have like the players garden and we have like player statues in that middle area there leading up to the stadium.
Now we're talking, Ralph.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
Oh, I think that'd be great. The picture opportunities you could have there before games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, now the question again is you have to pick the right ones. And you can
get kind of what? With a little bit. I mean, you could put like the Bob Browns of the world in there. You could put a Dean Steinkuhler, Dave Remington.
Here's my idea. Oh, man. One of the
statue garden.
If Dylan Raiola pans out for Nebraska,
statue.
It works well. No, just hear me out.
I give it to him now.
Please don't.
If it works out, I want to see a cool statue of Dominic with his arm around Dylan because they're both Nebraska. If Dylan turns out to be a great, because Dominic is a Nebraska great, NFL great.
It's not a bad idea.
Well, think about that. You've got a father and a son.
Right.
Exceptional at Nebraska. Right. If it works out for Dylan, how cool would that be?
That would be really cool.
Dominic, arm around Dylan.
I got to say, that would be pretty cool. Yeah, I wonder where you put that one.
In the statue garden. East side. I need to go down there and check out the east side of the stadium. Somebody let me know. East side of the stadium, is it just grass area now or is it parking lot? I think this should happen.
I know what you're talking about. There's that area where you can drive around.
Yeah.
It's like a rectangle.
The loop.
Yeah.
And then I know in the middle, there used to be parking in the middle there, but I don't know if they made that a grass area now.
It might be both.
Oh, man, that'd be great. I want a statue garden.
The only thing I would ask about the statue garden is that it's not handled like the Philadelphia 76ers, where they do
kind of mini
statues.
Mini Allen Iverson.
Have you seen that unveiling of Allen Iverson's statue?
Not big.
It was little.
Yeah. I want them the size of...
It wasn't life size.
Have you been to the Lakers, to Staples Center? Or what is it?
I've never been to LA ever.
So they've got like Chick Hearn, where he's sitting at his broadcast desk.
Okay.
They got Shaquille slamming the basketball.
Love that.
Kobe. They got Magic. And I want those size statues where you wanted to get your picture taken with them. Like even the Nick Saban one in Alabama and Bear Bryant.
Yeah.
They're good size.
Life size.
Yeah.
I think the Devaney...
Statue garden.
I think the Devaney is life size, and he was smaller. If you look at the Devaney statue, if you go over on the east side of the stadium and do this, this is a good time of year for a fan to do this because there's not much going on over there. I'm struck by how small he was, if that's life size.
Yeah.
He's about my size.
Yeah.
He's a little guy. Little statue.
Someone says, why not an Ndamukong Suh statue?
Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah, statue garden.
He was a Heisman Trophy finalist as a defensive tackle.
He'd be part of the... Yeah, he'd be one of the top 10.
Yep, statue garden.
He'd be one of the top 10. I mean, come on. You got to put... The three Heisman players are...
Oh, yeah. They're in statue garden.
Frazier's automatic.
Statue garden.
Now, then you start having to have decisions. You know,
Shields.
Yeah, Outland winners.
Bob
Lombardi
Brown.
Winners. Yeah. Outland winners, Lombardi winners.
Yeah, throw them in there. Statue garden. Just have a bunch of statues.
Wistrom.
Just full.
You got to have Wistrom, right?
45 statues all of a sudden.
That's fine. Statue garden.
It's a statue garden, so you can have a lot of them.
It's meant to be walked through. Can
you think of all the picture opportunities walking through there? Oh, man. This is going to be my life's work.
I'm telling you, though. I'm telling you, there would be controversy. Because
who got left
even
out?
If you got 20, there's going to be a lot. Okay, you're going to have more than 20 probably in a statue garden. Let's say you have 40.
Yeah.
But there's still going to be guys that are like, wait a second, why not?
Where's my statue?
Yeah, why not this person?
Can of worms is right.
Can of worms.
Well, see if we get some progress on the statue guard anytime in the next couple of years. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen, and we will see you tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.